R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. It's cloudy and cold outside, and it's kind of how we feel in our hearts today, Tiger fans, as Warsaw's football season came to an end last night. They lost to Concord at Penn, 45-28 in a game. If you look at the score, you go, well, it wasn't that close. Well, it was pretty close, right down to the fourth quarter, and the Tigers just came up a little bit short and gave up a couple of late scores to make that game look much wider than what it really was. The Tiger season ends with a record of 6-4, and we'll talk with Coach Curtis here in just a little bit. Concord will travel to Fort Wayne next Friday to take on Northside. Northside was only up 6-0 on Goshen at halftime and ended up winning the game 41-0. Other scores, Penn beat Portage 55-7. They get Crown Point in a battle of unbeaten teams next week for a sectional championship. Carroll beat Elkhart 49-17. Northrop beat Snyder for a second time this season. Remember, they hadn't beaten them since the 80s, and they beat them twice in a span of a couple of months. 17-16 in overtime last night. Also, Mishawaka rallied in the second half and beat Plymouth 21-17. St. Joe beat Northridge 14-7. East Noble beat Fort Wayne South 35-28. Dwenger shut out Columbia City 21-0. Mishawaka Marion beat Calumet 43-8. It was Knox over Griffith 50-35. Garrett beat Lakeland 21-0. Angola beat West Noble 21-20. Twin Lakes down Peru 42-28. Mississinewa beat Jay County 36-7. Rensselaer beat Bremen by a score of 17-12. Eastside beat Manchester 42-3. It was Eastbrook over Rochester 42-14. LaVille upsets North Judson 24-22. North Miami beat Southwood 61-30. And Fremont beat Triton 28-19. Again last night, Concord beat Warsaw 45-28. We'll talk with Coach Curtis, and we'll play some highlights for you coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Get your home ready for the holidays with the Shaw Beautiful Fall Sale at Brower's Carpet and Furniture in Warsaw. Brower's has everything you need to make your floors look great. From now through November 17th, save up to $500 on select soft and hard surfaces from Shaw, Cortec, and Anderson Tuftex. The friendly experts at Brower's provide stress-free, full-service installation. Check out browerscarpet.com or stop in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pain.
Your windshield? Your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs, and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pain.
Small businesses are the heart of our community. That's why Crossroads Bank offers customized loans and business checking. From startups to established companies, Crossroads Bank is here to support your growth. Visit today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Brew, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Roger. Sun came up.
Yes, it did.
It did indeed.
It's behind the clouds, but it's out there.
It is.
You thought, and I think Concord said it all week, that the score of the first game was not indicative of the quality of the two teams. And even though the score ended up being 17 points difference last night, it's really a 7 or 10 point game. And I think what everybody thought going into the game turned out to be true. Concord's better, but your guys were right there with them the whole way.
We were. That doesn't take away the sting that our kids feel this morning and that our coaches feel this morning. And not only were we right there with them, we have the ball on the 10-yard line or the 11-yard line with 5 minutes and some change to play to win the thing, or at least take the lead. And, you know, it didn't work out. Obviously, when you play somebody twice, you try to learn from what happened the first time. And I think our coaches and our kids did that. And I couldn't have been more pleased with the effort and the game plan that our staff put together and that our kids executed for the most part. It just sucks that it didn't work out our way. There's no knock on our kids. This is, if anything, it's a testament to Concord. But if Concord's team this year and Warsaw's team this year played 10 times, and I think I told you this in the pregame show, Concord's going to win 8 of those, maybe even 9. And I thought that last night was that one where we had some opportunities that we either squandered away or didn't go our way. And felt like we had to get them off the field twice. We came close. We got them off the field once and then held them to a field goal after the blocked punt. A lot of big plays both sides of the ball that were at the time you think you can recover from, and then you look back and it's like, well, if our punt doesn't get blocked, okay, that's 3 points. Well, now the score's 28-28 when we have the ball at the 10-yard line going in. Do we kick a field goal to go up 31-20? Just things like that. But, you know, you can't look back, you can't look in the rearview mirror. You know, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, it'd be a holiday every day. And just really pleased with how our kids just grasped the opportunity and played with some fired enthusiasm for the most part.
The beginning of the game couldn't have gone better. You guys take that kickoff. You get it to their 48. Tucker takes it around the end, races down the sideline, and scores at 7-0. And then onside kick, and the kick could not have been perfect, and your guys covered it beautifully.
We did. Ty Martin recovered it, and obviously we'd like to do something with that at that opportunity, and we didn't. But you're looking at the ball at midfield. They've not run a snap yet, and we had an opportunity right there to get up 2 scores. Would have absolutely been huge for us. And now that's about where we're at. When Warsaw and Concord match up, 2 scores.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're back to break point in my mind. We get up 14-0. Now it's a battle of back and forth who has the ball last. and it puts a lot of pressure, undue pressure and unfair pressure, but it's the life we lived. It's the profession we've chosen. It's when pressure's on, that's a good thing because it means something, and it means the expectations are high. But the pressure to score every time we have the football is unlike anything you've ever experienced. And that is why it was just so important to get those two stops and to give us a shot. But that did the game start out like that, and then we have what in my mind could have been a 14-point swing.
Yeah.
Where we've got a third and I don't know what it was, five or six. And now they're scooping up a fumble and scoring. And so instead of 7 for Warsaw, it's 7 for Concord. And not only that, but the time that didn't elapse
right
for them to get a touchdown. So all those things play into it. And we knew we were going to have to do some things that maybe aren't Warsaw-esque. And I think we did that. And what a game some of these kids had.
Yeah.
You know, all the way around. You know, the first name that jumps out at you is Tucker Reed.
Yep.
Electrifying performance last night. And even with that said, his blocking was A1 still. So, yeah, Roger, I'm proud of the kids, proud of the staff, highly, highly disappointed that we didn't take better care of opportunities when they arise. Arose.
And if we go back now, looking back over the season, 10 games, you know, is a full spectrum of what this team did. And, you know, their history is what it is.
It is.
They had moments in almost every game this season where either the defense created an opportunity or special teams created an opportunity or something happened that was positive that they just weren't able to convert that into more.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The chapter, the book is closed. The book's not closed. The chapter has been closed. This chapter's been written. So what are we going to say about the 2025 Tigers? Okay. Wonderful, wonderful effort out of the kids. We lost 4 games. Very possible 3 of those teams, or 2 of those teams, and possibly even a third, could be playing at Lucas Oil Stadium Thanksgiving weekend. Does that dull the sting? It doesn't, but it kind of shows you, that kind of tells you, you know, we just weren't quite there to that level, which falls on me. And, you know, I got to do a better job of getting my staff prepared to prepare the kids and to getting the kids prepared. And I know there's nothing effort-wise by kids or staff that we didn't try. But I'm so darn proud of these kids. You know, 6-4 isn't where we want to be, okay? That's not the norm. That's not where we want to be, but that is where we're at. I hope these kids will look back on the season with fond memories, particularly the kids that won't play Warsaw football again. Look back on it with fond memories, take some life lessons, hopefully from it, and move forward in their lives because it's a great group of kids, whether they go on and play college football or not. But I'm certainly not going to be one, Roger, that looks back and says, oh, man, this group, we couldn't get it done or this or that. We could get it done. We didn't do it in the manner that we thought. But at the end of the year, every year, you usually are what your record says you are. And we won a couple conference games that could have gone either way. I'm proud of that. We ended the season playing better football than we did at the beginning of the season. Our young men were class act, represented the program very well and in a first-class manner at all times. In fact, I just came from the locker room, and the kids were very – you could tell there was an air of aura of sadness – but also, there's a kid in there that can't say that they didn't give everything they had at all times and put themselves at least in a position to be there. And we did that last time.
And obviously there are some seniors that you're going to talk about in the next segment, but I think this applies to kids in all the grades. You had some kids that you asked to do something that they either hadn't ever done before or they didn't do very often, and they accepted those roles, and I still have not heard of one single kid who was asked to change positions or change roles that didn't accept it and were quite okay with it.
Yeah.
And were helpful in that new role.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, you can go back and say, okay, well, this kid went down this week. And, boy, somebody stepped in and was able to fill that role. Obviously, you know, we were decimated in some areas. Offensive line comes to mind. And we had some kids step up, play hurt, step in at positions as Zach Reniker stepped in at center. So, yeah, the list goes on and on, and it's just quality group of kids.
Obviously, they did, as you said, they didn't achieve everything they wanted to achieve, what you wanted them to achieve. But then, and again, we get to look back on it now. They achieved a lot because you look at those six wins, 10 years in a row now, Warsaw's won at least six football games. And that, you can't find a 10-year stretch anywhere in Warsaw history where they did that.
I didn't know that.
And
that's good. That's...
And the Northwood win looks really good because they gave Mishawaka all they wanted twice. Plymouth was ahead of Mishawaka in the second half last night. Plymouth got better, and you beat those guys pretty handily on their field. Yeah. You had some really quality wins in there, too.
We're better in our record, okay? But I still believe that these kids played their best football in October. You know, here it is November 1st, and our kids aren't playing football anymore. And we're going to collect gear, and we're going to have the funeral this morning where we bring the varsity in and we show the film. We just let it run, and then we'll eat together like a post-funeral afterwards. And the JVs and the freshmen will come in at that point. But they did. They did never, you know, an event. Ultimately, Roger, you're judged on your results. Okay, that's just the nature of this game. And otherwise, why have a scoreboard? Why have a newspaper? Why have media, anything like that? Not getting to the point where we won a trophy stings for the kids, because I know dearly they wanted to, A, win the sectional, B, win the conference. Okay, those are, sectional is far more important than the conference, okay? I know Craig was all bummed out about not winning the conference, okay? Well, last year they won the conference, right? I think they ran the table last year.
They did.
And got beat in the sectional. Now this year, Friday night, when or if and when they win the sectional, he's going to feel a whole lot better about that than he did a year ago, just, you know, winning the conference. Those trophies were attainable to us, and we didn't get it done as far as holding some hardware, and that's the standard. That's what we want. That's what the program's expectations are. But in no way does it minimize any of our kids, any of my assistant coaches. If anything, you know, I always look in the mirror. I've got a big sign in our office that says, what you see on film is what you're coaching. So it always begins with the head coach in any situation, any program. But I'm going to dole out praise to the kids for battling through and overcoming a bunch of adversity this year.
Okay. When we come back, Coach is going to go through the list of seniors and talk about each one here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. This fall, we're bringing big savings to families right here in northern Indiana. For a limited time, you'll get no payments and no interest for 12 months, a free heat pump upgrade, plus up to $3,000 cash back. And don't forget, you can still claim up to $2,000 in federal tax credits, but only through the end of the year. Call Flotec today or visit us online at flotecpnh.com to schedule your free estimate. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
They're going to run a sweep to the right. It's Tucker Reed around the corner. 40, 35, 30. Afterburners are on. He's going to go all the way. 48 yards. Touchdown, Tigers. Brock, play action fake. Lobs it down the middle of the field. Got a man wide open. It's Tucker Reed. He got it. Touchdown. It hit his right hand. He flipped it up in the air. It hit his right hand again. And he hauled it in and scores. A 57-yard touchdown pass from Brock to Tucker Reed, and Warsaw's back in the game at 24-20. Hello.
Unbelievable.
Brock is going to hand off up the middle. It's Shank. He's inside the 10. He's inside the 5. He's in. Touchdown. Again, it looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he just wouldn't go down. It's a 21-yard run for Michael Shank, his second score of the game, and the Tigers have the lead, 27-24.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Coach, I want to ask you about this senior group as we go one by one. I want to start in general about the whole group. Last year, you had 26 seniors. You get to Indianapolis. You have 14 seniors this year. Can you explain how difficult it is to operate a football team when you have such a small numbers-wise senior class?
It's small in comparison to what we're used to, numbers-wise. Character-wise, there was nothing small about this group, though, okay? Character overcomes everything, okay? So if you've got small numbers, then you know you're going to have to rely on your underclassmen and some of your younger kids. And I think the senior group understood that. That group started out as freshmen. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look, but I think there were probably 38 or so. And just, you know, as the years went by, some just for whatever reason, other interests, good choices, bad choices, just kind of whittled down to 13, actually. And then Luis Munoz Bermudez joined us as our 14th kid. And then Hannah Obach, our senior manager, came on this summer for the first time and enjoyed working with her. And I think she got a lot out of this. So she'll be the first senior that I talk about. But the character of these kids, and it is, you look at that, we have 29 juniors right now. Okay, so it looks like there's going to be a good-sized class of 2027. But, you know, I would not trade one of our 14 seniors for anything, okay? Whether they played every snap or whether they only played when it was an opportunity for them to get into a game late. Okay, see, that's what kids sometimes and parents don't understand. You do well as a group, and 10 years from now, 5 years from now, nobody's going to remember your role on that team. They're going to remember that you were on that team. Okay? So, and the value and the importance that they bring and hopefully that they receive from being a part of it supersedes any individual accolades. And I know sometimes that's hard for parents' egos and kids' egos, but I think our kids really accepted whatever role, maybe didn't always like it, but accepted whatever role that they were asked to carry out in our program.
Okay, go ahead and talk about your seniors.
Talked about Hannah, and I'm a numerical guy, as you can tell by our team pictures. So I'm going to go through numerically. Robbie Strawn, number 7, 2.5-year starter as a defensive back, played some split end, just a football kid. In fact, today he's going to spend the day at St. Francis University. He's got an official visit there. I guess it's an official. I don't know the difference between official and unofficial, but he's going to be there at the game, tour the campus, meet the coaches. I have no doubt put a lot of time in the offseason, not just in the weight room, but also with some individual training and things like that. One of our best open field tacklers, very, very quiet kid. Went at Alter around. pretty chatty. I've got the best vantage point of the locker room where you can kind of really see who kids are and who their friend groups are. And he's just a fun kid to be around.
Yeah.
And he's going to be extremely missed. Number 10, our quarterback, Quentin Brock. Obviously, what you see on Friday nights. I thought, and maybe he doesn't feel this way, but I thought last night was his best game of the season. I know the Mishawaka game, he also played very, very well. Both those games end up as losses. But that kid is a hyper-competitive, fun to coach, easy to coach, never misses a thing. Got off to a rough start this past summer. We really didn't have him for much until the second week of August, if memory serves me, because he got that broken hand. Then he had a little bit of a quad issue early in the season. But definitely the catalyst of our offense. Everything ran through him. Whatever we were going to do offensively, it was going to happen because of him. And he will be highly missed. And very multidimensional. Very athletic. I mean, we were going to, had we moved on, there were some games he was going to go back, play some defense. You know, he was ready to return a kick last night, that last kick. He can do whatever you need him to do. Number 18, Hunter Dillon. What a success story there. Looking at these kids' pictures as freshmen, looking at Hunter, and then looking at him as a senior, what the weight room did for that kid. Had a neck injury early in the season, maybe week 3. I don't remember the exact week. They thought he had a cracked cervical vertebrae. It ended up not being more like a whiplash injury, which still, if you've been in a fender bender, can be extremely painful. Made the most of every opportunity presented to him. Played on our special teams. Played outside linebacker for us. A four-year member of our program will be greatly missed, and just a quality, good-natured young man. Number 22, Fletcher Pohl, truly a utility guy. Safety was probably his best position and natural position, but due to some things here and there, has also played corner for us as a junior. You saw him play outside linebacker against Mishawaka, and then again last night, played some split end for us. Really a very unique and dry sense of humor, but when you're around that kid for any period of time, you realize he's one of the funniest kids you'll ever be around, and he does it in just kind of a quiet way. But up there, definitely one of our leading tacklers. I haven't done defensive stats yet for the totals, but definitely he's in the top 4 or 5, I would think, and will be highly missed. Number 24, Josh Owens, made him. He won the academic award last night. 4.3 GPA, high school student athlete of the week for the game last night. Ranked, I think, 9th or 11th in his class of like 490 kids. I always get a kick out of seeing plaques like that because there was never anything that I was ever allowed to be around that even resembled that. So I got to hold that for him last night during the game, and then again, he asked for it back after the game. Smart kid. Made himself into a good blocker. Accepted that role and got some serious quality reps as a split end. Number 25, Enrique Silva. One of the kids that you'd never hear say boo. Highly competitive kid. Member of the wrestling team. Cornerback for us. Played some fullback for us. I know that he took advantage, was on most of our special teams. I know that he took advantage of every opportunity. He was disappointed sometimes with playing time, but that in no way is what, and kids sometimes don't remember this, that is not how coaches or adults think of their kids. They think of them as what they bring to the program, what value they bring. Not between the numbers and the stripes, but what they bring in the locker room, what they bring every day at practice. And he is A1 when it comes to that. Daylon Fitzpatrick, fullback, explosive, scored a few touchdowns this year, a few last year, ended the season on a tough note with that really severe AC shoulder separation. I mean, he's got a knot there that looks like a golf ball still.
He grabbed me in the hallway yesterday, and he said, here, feel this. I said, how's it going? He said, here, feel this.
Yeah.
And it was like a golf ball. Somebody put a golf ball in his
shoulder.
It is.
That's exactly. It is. And hopefully he'll heal up from that. One of the kids I'm really so proud of, from where he was academically as a freshman, as a sophomore, to where he's at now, it's just amazing. And just a fun-loving kid to be around. Trey Patterson, whatever I said about Josh Owens, I can say about Trey Patterson, a young man that just show up, shut up, and step up. That describes him. Show up, shut up, and step up. He did that, and by the middle of the season was getting some reps at split end. By the end of the season, had taken a position out there at split end as a regular when we went to split end looks. What I just described, show up, shut up, and step up, is what got him on the field. Number 43, Brody Duncan, what can you say? I mean, what can you say? 2.5 years as a varsity player, selfless as they come. Selfless as they come. Rushed for well over 1,000 yards in his career, multiple touchdowns.
Dependable inside the five-yard line.
One of the most dependable kids you're ever going to be around. The first one to step up and say what needs to be done. Obviously a team captain. When you talk about what does a Warsaw Tiger football player, what do you want it to look like? Build me one. You need to go no further than locker number 43. Okay. In fact, I use his locker as an example of what all lockers should look like. Mom and dad say, can you get him to do that at home in his bedroom? His locker's always immaculate. And he's in cleaning and sweeping the locker room every Saturday morning. But football-wise, just relentless. Just relentless. Always, always 100 mile an hour in whatever he does. In fact, there are times you have to say, when we're going against the number one D, Brody, tone it down just a little, just a notch here. We're trying to walk through this and give the defense a look. He doesn't understand what that means. A couple weeks ago, it was still really hot. I don't know if you remember, about 3-4 weeks ago, we had that hot weekend.
Yeah.
Indian summer or whatever they call it. Is that politically correct? Can you say Indian summer?
Absolutely.
On the radio? We just had a tough game the night before. We had a pretty hard, serious workout the Saturday morning. I'm driving down maybe to Young Tigers or somewhere. There might have been an evening practice. It was. And I look, and there he is outside on Center Street mowing a yard. And I'm like, what? That kid was just running 100-meter dashes. in the heat. 43, Brody Duncan. Number 59, Liam Kennedy, Brody's best friend. Another kid, you could say, here's what a Tiger football player looks like. Snapped his tibia and fibula as a sophomore in the JV game.
Yeah.
It came through the skin,
yep.
And every time his heart beat, blood would pump out of that area. Would have sidelined most kids for their career. And I remember Grandma saying, he loves his football. I wouldn't be surprised if he suits up again. And went through extensive rehab. The bone healed. The leg is still, you can kind of see it looks different than the other one. But came back and played a lot of offensive tackle for us at 170 pounds this year.
Yeah.
He was rotating in early in the summer in split end and was maybe fourth or fifth on the depth chart. And I said, Liam, what do you think about a position change? We're a little light on the offensive line right now. Coach, whatever you need to get, wherever I can help this team, was his answer. And so now we got a 165-pound tackle who played extensively and had some really, really good moments. 74, Andrew Contreras. Played quite a bit as a junior. I know he filled in as a junior in a couple games midseason. Then didn't see the field again. Was not overly happy about that, but did the work he needed to do to earn and keep a starting spot this year. Was hampered with ankle injury the last quarter of the season, probably from game seven on.
Andrew's the example of a kid who doesn't like his circumstance and does something about it.
And I will tell you what, he really stood out last night in a manner, because playing in discomfort is one thing, playing in pain is another. And he's been in pain, and every step he takes hurts. And he gutted it out last night, Andrew Contreras, our only senior offensive lineman. Number 83, Ethan Strauf, starter on most of our special teams. About halfway through the season, he got thrown in there on the kickoff team. Sprints down the field. He's the first one off down the field. Makes this huge hit on the kickoff. And it's like, where's this kid been? So gradually, and then ended up on the kick return team. Played split end for us, although not a whole lot. His mantra was, or his claim to fame is going to be, the quiet sleeper that just found a way to get on the field, the little engine that could. And when he had his opportunity midseason, jumped on that and became a starter for us on the kickoff team and the kick return team. Number 86, Luis Muñiz Bermudez. First-year football player. I think he really enjoyed his American tackle football experience. He was a three-year soccer player. He'll be a four-year rugby player. When I went out and watched him play rugby last year, it was like, wow, this kid needs to be out there. Talked with Coach Berger a little bit. Coach Berger said, I'm 100% behind it. Rugby really bodes well with football. And Luis played some defensive end for us, was our kicker. Pulled off an incredible onside kick last night. Placed the ball really well. And occasionally got the thing into the end zone. And he'll be missed. He was a lot of fun to coach. About a halfway to three quarters through the season, he stopped and asked Coach Callhorn, Coach, when you call out those numbers, what does that mean? Like 1 and 10, 2 and 4, 3 and 8. And Coach Callhorn said, are you talking about like down and distance? I don't know. You just call out numbers before every play. You say like third. And he had no idea that three quarters into the season that the offense had four opportunities to gain 10 yards. So that's kind of been a running joke in the coach's office in the locker room. And then finally, Logan Carl, number 89. Two-way starter for us last night. Had an incredible year. One of the kids that was doing his job offensively as good or better than anyone else on the offense. Knew who to block, knew the angle departure, knew how to get there, and really got a lot of knockdowns and decleaters at the split end position. caught some great balls, caught a couple touchdowns, had two called back that would have been nice to add to his repertoire and resume. But a quiet leader, just shows up by example. Not a rah-rah kid, but a highly, highly competitive young man and a quality, high level of moral standard from him. And really enjoyed coaching him. And let me make sure I've got all 14 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If I happen to forget you, please forgive me. But I think I got all 14 plus the manager.
I think you did. It was a fun season. There were a lot of questions to be answered, and I think we learned those answers. You knew that there were going to be a lot of young kids that were going to have to participate and participate well for this season to go well. And I think there were a lot of kids that did a good job, and I'm excited for next season. But this team had a good year.
They did. They did. And as we talked about, record-wise, not what any of us wanted. Okay, trophy-wise, not what any of us wanted. But I think as the book closes and as time separates from last night up through Christmas and everybody gets a chance to take a breath and decide, okay, how much are we going to put into 2026 in the weight room? How committed are we? Before all that happens, I think that we'll look back, and particularly as the tournament goes on with our four losses and the three teams that beat us in those four games, to see how those four teams or those three teams end up in the IHSA tournament. We lost to three really good teams that were obviously better than us, that we had our moments in each of those games. Didn't fulfill them, but had our moments in each of those games to be a whole lot closer and even win those games. So proud of these kids. The way I always evaluate a season, Roger, is to, okay, what was our marquee win or our big win? That's yet to be determined, although right now it looks like it was Northwood. What were the disappointing losses? Okay, we already know what those were. And how did we play in the big games? And what were these kids like in August compared to late October in this instance? Because we're used to playing into November. And were we as good as we could have been? Or were we better than we could have been? Or were we not as good as we could have been? So thank you for a great year on Tiger Talk.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you and all you do for Warsaw Athletics.
My pleasure. It's a joy to have you in here and a joy to bring the kids in here. Again, we learn something from you and the kids every week that they're in here. And we thank the diner for feeding Coach and the kids all season long and their participation in the show. And we will see you soon, sir.
All right. See you at school.
Yep. Bart Curtis of the Warsaw Tigers. History will record that the Tigers finished the year at 6-4 on the season. They finished third in the Northern Lakes Conference. And the six wins is a 10th straight year with at least six wins for the program. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other teams at Warsaw. That's next here on Tiger Sports Diary on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You got to get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speeds with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
Did you know that proper maintenance is essential to extend the life of your vehicle? Hi, this is Michael from Midwest Tire and Auto Repair. We're a family-owned business with many years of experience, and we take pride in keeping your automobile in tip-top shape. Mention you heard this ad and receive 10% off your next visit. From oil changes and brake work to small engine repairs, we've got you covered. Visit Midwest Tire and Auto Repair Shop today at 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mitchell Hall. For five generations, my family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the girls' cross-country team. They finished fourth at the regional meet at Huntington University last Saturday and claimed one of the five spots available for the state finals in Terre Haute, and that will be run today. More on that in a second. Warsaw's 137 for a team score was second only to Concordia's 49, Homestead's 62, and Carroll's 133. Coach Jason Fleming called it redemption in motion, and you will understand why. Because the week before at the sectional, Warsaw lost to Columbia City by 11 and then flipped the script and beat the Lady Tigers, or the Lady Eagles, by 10 points in the regional. And six of the seven Lady Tiger runners recorded personal bests for the day. Setting the tone, Sammy Rastrelli, personal best, 18-17, sixth overall in the regional. Sister Dani Rastrelli right behind her at 13th at 18-47. Eden Metz showcased her fire with a personal record 19-24 and finished 23rd. Abby Marsh ran the best race of her season. She sliced a minute off her time from the sectional race in a personal best time of 20 minutes flat. And that was good enough for 47th. The team's fifth score was Hannah Fisher. She sealed the Tigers' advancement with another PR at 20:25. That was 60th place. And the other Tiger runners on Saturday, Savannah Purdy with a personal best as she continued the parade of personal best for the Lady Tigers with a time of 20:43. That was 72nd. Katie Robertson returned to the lineup, and she finished 78th with a near-best time of 20:52. For the first time this season, all seven Lady Tigers crossed the line in under 21 minutes. Warsaw will compete at the state championship race at the Laverne Gibson course coming up today at 1 o'clock. The boys' team closed out its season with one of its strongest collective performances. They finished 11th out of 25 at the regional meet, and Jackson Gackenheimer was doing Jackson Gackenheimer type things. Led the way in dominant fashion, won the regional championship individually for a second straight year, securing his spot at the state finals. He went 15-14. Remember, he ran 14, just under 15 minutes earlier this year, so he was very close to that in the race last Saturday at Huntington. Rounding out the Tiger top seven, Nolan Stump, 68th, 17-16. Freshman Eli Swinehart, 97th at 17-43. Senior Sam Olivaugh in his final race, 100th at 17:45. Sophomore Keenan Lyons, 109, finished 109th at 17:48. Junior Jack Boggs, 140th at 18 minutes. And junior Jackson Lehman, 228th at 19:39. Going into the race, Gackenheimer was ranked third in the regional preview by the publication Indiana Runner. And Jackson says, oh, yeah, watch this. And then he went out and won the race again. Well, and by the way, he didn't just win it. He won it by almost 15 seconds and ran 30 seconds faster than his regional championship on the same course from a year ago. It was a total team effort. There are five juniors coming back, and they are excited about next season. Gackenheimer will compete in the state finals today in Terre Haute. The boys' race is scheduled to begin at 12 noon. We have a preview of that included in the send-off article at warsawtigers.com. that that we posted yesterday that's got a bunch of pictures of the send-off, and there's information. There is live streaming of the races today, and it's $15 to watch that. So if you want to watch the state finals race, you can certainly do that. The Lady Tiger volleyball team lost in three sets to Penn Saturday night in the regional match at Culver Community. It was 25-17, 25-22, 25-21. Penn advancing on to the semi-state today. Warsaw's season ends at 29-5 with a fourth straight conference championship and a fourth straight sectional championship. We're going to talk with Coach Hepler next week and get some perspective from her on this. But I will just tell you this. When this season started, I was thinking that maybe this team would win 20 matches, right? Maybe they would be just a little over 500, but they got off to such a good start. They were so far ahead of what anybody could have dreamed that they would have been. The 29-5 is an excellent record, and I know they're disappointed that they didn't beat Penn, but they should be because they had a tremendous season. And of course, Ellie Hepler playing in her final match as a Lady Tiger passed the 2,000 career dig mark and set school records for career digs and single season digs. Again, we'll talk with her mama coming up next week. That brings us to the current. The girls rugby team was in action last Saturday also, or I'm sorry, last Sunday. They went up to Grainhaven up in Michigan and won that 41-31. And we'll tell you more about what their schedule looks like coming up. Again, the cross country state finals are today in Terre Haute. Boys race at noon, girls race at 1. Girls basketball has their scrimmage today at 11 o'clock as they get ready to open up their season this coming week. And after a state finals appearance a year ago, they are hoping to do the same again this year. The rugby team has two matches tomorrow. They are both up in Rockford, Michigan, outside of Grand Rapids. They will take on a very good Traverse City club at 1 o'clock and then play St. Joe from Michigan at 3 o'clock. And that will determine their seeding for next Saturday for the Michigan State Tournament, which is basically a four-team affair on Saturday and Sunday. Should be a very exciting event. On Tuesday, the girls' basketball team opens up its 51st season of business on the road at Fort Wayne Snyder at the Kilmer Gymnasium. And the JV game begins at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will begin at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The girls wrestling team opens up its second year of business, and they will have an inter-squad scrimmage, the Orange-Black Duels, it's called, and that will be in the Career Center gym, and that will start at 6 o'clock. Then next Friday, the score sheet, the Tiger schedule will be empty because the football season is now over after last night's loss to Concord. The girls rugby team will be at the semi-state. Again, that will be up in Michigan next weekend. The girls wrestling team will open up their official season at the Monroe Central Wrestling Invitational at Monroe Central High School. That will start at 8:30 next Saturday. And the girls basketball team will celebrate a very special night next Saturday night. Norwell will be in town. JV in the Career Center gym. I'm sorry, freshman in the Career Center gym. Varsity in the Tiger Den, both at 6, and the varsity game will follow the JV in the Tiger Den. Norwell comes to town. They won the 3A championship last year before the Lady Tigers played in the 4A title game, and so a ring ceremony and the unveiling of the banner for Warsaw will take place. And it'll take place in front of the team that won the 3A championship, and that was really exciting. We're happy for Eric Thornton and can't wait to see him and talk to him a little bit about his experience last year down in Indianapolis. One other thing that's going on, the Warsaw girls wrestling team has an event coming up Saturday, November 15th. So 2 weeks from today at 1 o'clock, they're going to be doing an inter-squad scrimmage. It is the prom game, the prom dress game. They're going to dress in prom dresses and play rugby. It is one of the funniest things you have ever seen in your life. And it's going to be a fundraiser. This will be the only time that rugby charges admission. It's $5. They're also going to have food and drink trucks available on site. And it is a fundraiser for Bikers Against Predators. You remember Bikers Against Predators was around here, was that 6 months ago, 8 months ago? And this is a group of motorcyclists who work to catch, detain, and hold for arrest people who are predators, sexual predators against kids. So this is a worthy cause. All the proceeds from this day will go toward Bikers Against Predators. Again, that's coming up November 15th at 1 at the high school. They will be charging admission. It's $5, and all the proceeds go to Bikers Against Predators. We'll come back and finish up the program here, Tiger Talk, on News Now Warsaw, next.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Tired of squinting at the menu or pretending you can see the scoreboard? At Reinholdt & Talmer Eye Care, we're here to help you see what you've been missing. With over 50 years of experience and 4 trusted doctors, we provide the expert care your eyes deserve. No guesswork, just clear vision. Book your appointment today at ReinholdtEyeCare.com or call 574-269-3828 and take the first step into a clearer tomorrow. Reinholdt & Talmer Eye Care. Family-centered care with medical-grade expertise right here in Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. When life throws the unexpected your way, you don't need a lawyer from a big city billboard. You need someone who knows you, someone who knows your town. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we're not just lawyers, we're your neighbors. We live here, raise our families here, and we're proud to stand up for the people of our community. If you've been injured in an accident and don't know which way to turn, call us at 574-267-6116 and we can help. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah! Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner Tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Again, if you want to watch the cross-country state finals today, Jackson Gackenheimer running at noon, the girls' team running at 1. IHSAATV.org is the place to go. And again, remember, if you want to watch that, it's $15 for your pass to get into that. We will have a show next week. We're planning on having Lenny Krebs here to talk about the girls' team. We're planning on talking with Jason Fleming and Matt Campbell about cross country. Chandler Hepler is already committed to do the show next week and talk about the volleyball team. Then we will take the 15th off from Tiger Talk, come back on the 22nd, have a in-depth show with Lenny Krebs and the girls team. And then on the 29th, we will talk with Matt Moore about the boys team as they open up against Columbia City. Thanks to all of you for following us during the fall season. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana. News.